Yehudim and Levim on the Shabbos, the boy Vav Sifim. So if you have a Goyish letter carrier, postman.
The fryer.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, this is gonna be a problem. But yeah, they say you have a shiloh when you put in the mail in your mailbox on Friday, right? And you a lot. You send it with the goyish post rugged, should bring your mail on Shabbos. Shaleich adam migeres biyadin yehudi afilu b'erev Shabbos im chashecha. You're able to send a letter, even on Shabbos im chashecha. Who shikatzu leidam? That's as long as. Obviously, he makes up that you bring it. I'll give you. It has to be a kabbalah. Well, vashal yoyimar loy sheiluk b'shabbos, but you can't tell him he has to do it on Shabbos. Vim loy katzas. Interesting. So, like, Moshe, you wouldn't be able to do. Or you can't. You couldn't overnight.
Then you want to do it on Shabbos. Like,
then you're making.
You may tell him to do it on Shabbos.
They're not cleaners. You need it for
Saturday delivery.
So that's the post office. Beidoyer is the man in each city that all letters come to him, and he knows who they belong to because they didn't have addresses, they didn't have street addresses and numbers. So he would know. He knows that name, and he gives it. He forwards it to the proper person. So, if there's no such person there, so he came there from Sunday. Because again, like katzatz, we're talking about like katzatz. So as long as it's no problem of chum that he can get to the gear of the bais of samach chaim. I'm gonna see.
What does that mean?
What is he saying? A goyish matir nafil loikatatz. Oh, smata yivid loikatatz. Feel like kviya beidaya b'mata. Even if loy kviya beidaya b'mata, and mishalach b'im chamisha yikayin lochein. Oh, as long as from Thursday. V'yish esmeich alayu and tzurichem lekach.
Why is that there Shabbos?
That's iger. What in lochom b'lochom malachus? Any halacha that you're giving a goy to do, and he can't finish it before Shabbos, so the problem is he's doing halacha for you on Shabbos. That's the problem. So what do you got to do? You have to yaksav damin bad malachtai. The oz the nashri kavod let me show you stress. You give him money, a certain amount of money, and then he's doing it for himself and not b'shul yisrael. These are the come on. Simen, Rishon Beisiv, Vosiv Beis. Al Nakedi Geres, Shminon, Dilei Katzatz, Vilei Kviya Beidar B'mata, Asa. The reason we're picking specifically this example is that if you didn't make up and there's no Kviya Beidar, then it's Asa.
What does Kviya Beidar do?
We're going to get to that, Mr. Shem, Kviya Masik. V'atam Kimoi Shikasavnu L'kamei, like we can see. Avol Shar Kelim V'chafetzeh, for other items, you send it with Erev Shabbos, then it's the standard.
So the main criteria should be, I don't care what the malach is, what you're doing, there's enough time either before Shabbos or after Shabbos. To do that, you need to have an hour of malacha. So 1 hour after Shabbos, you have to wait.
What do you do? Wait a minute. That's not going to help you to get it done. You mean if I care? If there's 1 hour, it takes you 1 hour to do it. You give them an hour before Shabbos, and they can do it before you get it done before Shabbos.
Right.
That would be the problem.
Before Shabbos. Or I don't need it back in time, and I pick it up Sunday morning. So it's enough time after Shabbos to do that malacha.
Okay, before or after? Okay, good. Right,
so now malacha. So now after Shabbos, I want to pick it up, even like I did on Shabbos. That's the only criteria.
Okay, so right. That's basically what he's saying. He's just saying when it comes to a letter, then you have a new problem of him going and he has to find the person. That's what we're going to get into.
Because on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, exactly. That's the problem, right?
Because you're telling him to do something on Shabbos. Okay.
Let's see. Im chasheicha. Hainu boich ha-shemesh zareach. Obviously, it's still daytime. V'gam tzarech sheyetze en yehudi min pesach beitza she yisrael koedem ha-shabbos. He has to leave before Shabbos. He can't leave on Shabbos. So that's interesting. Let's say Lamashu Yomal, you leave a box out for UPS to pick up. You come pick it up on Shabbos, that might be a problem. From Mamash Rabbi Yisrael.
No, but same thing again. If you don't care, it gets there next Tuesday or a month later.
What if
we're talking about that case. We're talking about that case.
Well, what if...
You didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos.
What if I told him...
He has to leave your house from before Shabbos.
Why?
I think the part over here
it's coming...
People think that he's doing it for you.
But this is only leaving from your house.
Only leaving from your house, right.
So what if a person gets a box on...
No, it's not okay. If you put your mail in your mailbox.
On Shabbos.
On Friday. It's also, after the mailman comes, he'll pick it up on Shabbos.
What about getting something on Shabbos, UPS or
that's a, that's the
FedEx?
That's a different thing. That's a different thing.
Why?
That's the problem of the L'chair is a different problem of Tchum. Because that item came from outside of Tchum, L'chair.
Only because of Tchum? What if I said I want to have Saturday delivery?
It's up to you. Oh, you mean because you bought it through Amazon, and you were the one who shipped it to yourself.
Correct.
Ah, so he's bringing it for you. He's not bringing it for the. You know.
But
you're making the guy work on Shabbos.
What?
Well, no, because Amazon could have bought it Vemes Friday morning. You would have
doing malacha for you?
Friday for 24
I'm confused. Hours. One minute. I'm still confused. Who's he doing malacha for? He's doing malacha for Amazon or he's doing malacha for
Amazon?
You? For Amazon.
No, but he's saying you ordered on Friday for 24-hour delivery.
I ordered on Friday.
I'm so confused. But I don't know. Who's the mailman working for?
Amazon,
right?
No, but you're telling him to bring
you
something on Shabbos.
Right, but I'm telling him to drop something on Shabbos.
Very nice, but he's working for a guy on Shabbos.
Because of you.
No, but the fact that I'm asking him to do a malacha for me,
doing a malacha for you.
The men, why didn't they bring it to Erev Shabbos? They had time to bring it to Erev
Shabbos. No, they don't. Let's say they had to
work. That's your system. That's not your business. There's enough time. You brought it Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They got brought it to you at 2:30. They brought it the next day.
I wonder if it's coming from California.
So they have 4 hours. It'll take a plane to fly.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
Hey, sounds good. Sounds good.
It just happened to me this weekend. I got Saturday delivery. I got Saturday delivery. FedEx.
I'm confused. The way I'm looking at it, I'm looking completely different. Over there,
There's two different things.
You're buying something from Amazon. Right. Number two, is Amazon is doing you a service of sending it to you.
Right.
That's correct. Now, so the mailman is doing a malacha for them. Now, there's absolutely nothing to do with you.
By the way, there's two things that they can do. Amazon has two ways of delivering.
He's doing the malacha.
Alicia, Amazon has two ways of doing delivery. They can either have a private Amazon person, or they have the mailman.
Ah, okay. So then,
It's very important to realize that.
So they're using
the mailman. Then they're mamish doing for you.
Right. So. I have, let's say, FedEx. I'll know not to do it again.
No, but he's signing.
I'm going for the headphone. Thank you. I'll bring up the Shemayim.
As your local doctor, he's sitting right over there. Anyway, invite it. Right. But the mice that just have the mall, it comes out on Shabbos.
So then,
yeah, but that day, that could be.
That's a different size. That's different than this.
That's
very different. I'm not.
That could be Monday. That could.
They say it's 2 days from.
I've done
from
wires in an hour. They could do it in an hour.
They could do it very quickly. Yes, they have two ways of doing it.
I'm saying that's their problem.
That's their way. That right. That's their way. Sometimes when you make a payment, it goes deducts it right away.
Right.
Or sometimes it takes a day. Sometimes it takes 2 days. Right.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. Surely. Okay. If the guy himself says he's going to do it on Shabbos, that's not bad. Kimin shay Yisrael lo yomer lo yze. Any Yehudi that didn't actually cover b'shul schiruse, he stopped. He wants to get the payment. He wants to get his wages ready. So he wants to do it on Shabbos. It's his own cheshbon. He's doing it for himself. It's not a problem. Shiluk b'Shabbos. But you shouldn't tell him to go on Shabbos. Well, I didn't shall yomer lo yre. Make sure it's there on Sunday or Monday. Okay, now, if imloy katzat and loy kviya beidoya, what is this? Then it's also why the Shem Leim sending you deep in story lay like Arab Shabbos. They have to chase him down. The guy who's mirror cool high, the Hajjul is a Binyan Ain. Give on Sheikh Sav Yoda. Sheikh Yisrael knows. Since the Mazi is carrying a letter from Yisrael, but Nicker Mazi Yisrael, Yoda Bishab is not so like Lahailech. Since he's going around looking for this guy and searching for him, goes to the base manager and says, where is your Chaim Yanko? I have a letter from Shmer. I have a letter from Shmuel.
Why do they do it on Sunday?
So
they
he's
going to
tell
Sunday.
He's going to say, so Samuel, Yemer B'Shabbos, not Sunday Lailach. I'm Cain. I'm Nichta Ve'Geres. V'Chzav in Yehudim. Oh. But if it was written in a Goyshe Tzong, Shari, Lailach, Afilu Be'ev Shabbos, U'B'Loi Chal Katz. So this says, if it's written in Yiddish, so everybody sees it's written in Yiddish. Very easy to see that. Shankin, it was written in Russian, Polish, English. So then, I feel better. Shabbos b'loy katzatz. Kol shiyochel agiya shami boid yom. The bais rishon asamach lechayma. K'mosh sheitarnu leel b'shalech sharakeil mechafitzim al yedei any Yehudi. So then, it's like a regular cleat. So because that's the chalik. Because we bring out a letter. A letter has a special problem. Is that if you see, everybody sees it comes from a yid and he's going around looking for the other yid on Shabbos, so the mela is going to cause people to think that he gave it to the guy to work to bring on Shabbos. Otherwise, it depends if he can get there. Like you were saying. Also, l'shloach. Okay, so agav. So today we have a beidaya, a pashan, right? And today it's pashan. We have a beidaya, and mela should be a problem. Also, l'shloach. But if he sends a letter to his friend, so if he sends it to the Beit Daya, so then you're concerned. But if he sends it to a friend, so then we're not concerned. B'shari afilu b'erev Shabbos u'b'lei katas. B'shari afilu b'erev Shabbos u'b'lei katas. Even erev Shabbos u'b'lei katas. Kol sheyachol agi Hashem b'oid yoyim, which is obviously the first issue at hand. V'chein ha'yitah das merino rav Avraham in Prague ha'muvu v'bach. V'anshem she'erech ha'masel v'hakul b'zeh. V'das ha'taz v'ang Avraham t'gam sh'leich geres ha'chaber g'an k'an yish k'shash zeh. That you did is gonna look for him. Beferish Rabbi Chanan al Shiata Ata Laor. Oh, Rabbi Chanan al newly printed. Muchach al Shloimei Ka'el Shabbos Ayin Sham Le Kula. Miu. Amar Le Yehudi Sheilich Lasham. Says to the Yehudi Sheilich Lasham. Yimsa Levne Beis Shal Oisay Hoyish Im Le Yimtzenu. Oh, he says, okay, if you don't find that guy, give it to his household. Kul Yom Al Shari. So for Marshall, you have a mailbox. Or you say, we'll leave it by the front door as long as you don't need a signature on it.
It's fine.
It would be a problem even filming. You should be Muderek Karov, Yoy Mahalach, Yoy Mahachar, near the Afim, whom Shalcha Bim Shani, Shlishi, Shari, Shafim, instead of a Vesa, you should show us how we do Lachas. Right? So Lamais, even if he shouldn't find him at home, but Lamais, he has many days to get there before Shabbos to find him. That this guy who's in charge is always there. Postmaster. Postmaster. Yeah, the postmaster. That's what we have today. Right, big cities they always have them. Right, it works every day, 9 to 5. He's always there. There's nothing to worry about. That's fine. Okay. You need to get into the city.
It means.
If you send it from Thursday, it's the Ramah. Tamayu, what's up, Shana? Nikiman. Unless I keep some of the Shabbos, then I can look at Israel as it. I mean, you know the Shavuos, I feel I'm really bad Shabbos, less than Malach with Shabbos. Avo, Muflug min HaShabbos, Ktzas, Limech Zikem Eloi Asim Malach with Shabbos, Lefikach Inlas I keep Yom Erev Shabbos. Right, so this is Nechol in Mir al-Akum, Mir al-Akum, according to some Rishayim is to... It's not to say it on Shabbos, but is that he's doing the malach for you. It seems like he's doing the malach for you on Shabbos, even if you tell him before Shabbos. So then that's a problem. But if you send him on Thursday, you don't tell him on Shabbos. So then it's not an issue, because it's not mechzi. It's not mechzi that calls malach for Shabbos.
The truth is, I don't understand that.
Lachayr is talking about. Lachayr is partially talking about where he could reach the city. He could reach the city though. That he has to be able to do, which was talking about the no Beit Daya.
Yeah. So you're telling me.
I feel like via Beit Daya. Wait a minute. So I thought it was not this case. So the Mishnah says, I feel you do a shlo yuchal lagil sham kaidim Shabbos gam kin shoy de zu kiman shu muflik min ha Shabbos le mechzi kishluchoy. Oh, stop. Le mechzi kishluchoy. So even if he can't reach there before Shabbos, it's still okay. Vechanal. And what does Rama say? Yishlis mechalai umtsrichim alachfir. It's necessary. It can be saimach a kula. And if you send it on Thursday, even though we can't get to the city before Shabbos,
it's
still okay. And even though there's no beidai,
I feel like katzatz.
Right, because then it's not nira that it's coming from the yid.